have to come on, or can we just listen to the song play? Why don't you ask our callers on hold?
Hi.
Let's get to them. Let's see. I understand Nancy's ready to talk about painting. Good morning, great, ma'am.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Okay. My question, first of all, that article is wonderful that was in the paper. My question is, I had a painter scheduled to come yesterday to do mainly the outside block part of the wall of the house. He was going to power wash it and then paint today. Is it safe to go in on Monday, power wash it, and paint the next day, or with all this rain, would it be better to hold off?
Well, your painter's probably going to be a better judge of that, seeing the actual house and how wet and saturated the block did get, and depending on what product he's applying. Generally speaking, Nancy, I would tell you, you will be safer to give the home a little bit more time to dry out than that. Even if I power wash a masonry home in the middle of June with the humidity at, you know, 8 or 9%, even then, I generally wait a day or two for it to completely dry out before I get in there and try and start painting it. So I'd encourage him, err on the side of caution. I would visit with him very, very carefully about, are you sure? Because in my book, I'd probably wait a couple days at least.
Okay, well, if he power washed it and then waited a couple days after that, would that work?
Yeah, as long as we've got it nice and dry. We don't want that moisture in underneath the blanket of paint that we're going to be putting on it.
That's what I wonder.
All right, dear.
One other real quick question.
Yeah.
In a ceiling fan, the light, is it safe to use 60-watt bulbs?
Yeah, most fans are rated up to 75 watt. Absolutely. 60, it should. When you take the dome down, there should be a stamp right next to the light receptacle that you screw into that notifies you of the maximum wattage. But I don't know any that are rated, you know, 60 max. Most are 75 max.
And you'll know if it's too much if you put the light bulb in and turn it on and it goes
Sometimes they'll do that.
That's when it's too much.
Yeah.
Let's run up to Prescott and bring Steve into the conversation. A little electrical issue. Not uncommon to run into electrical problems when you get this much moisture. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, actually, it happened a few months ago.
Okay.
And I've been just putting a Band-Aid on it, basically. And so I've got two rooms. All of a sudden, the outlets went off.
Okay.
Yeah, I went for the GFIs, which none of the GFIs were going to have to be reset.
Okay.
And then it popped back on again.
Okay.
Then it just went. Now, two nights ago, the other side of the wall went.
Okay.
And then it came back on.
And these, Steve, these aren't throwing the breaker. They are just, you're just losing power to that circuit.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So,
how long have you been in the house?
2 years.
Okay. Can you tell me how old the house is?
Yeah, it's about a 10-year-old house.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what you have is you have a loose makeup in one of the junction boxes. That's probably the cause of the problem, and it is worth finding because, in fact, if that is your problem, Steve, what's happening is when the circuit's working, you're actually creating an arc inside some junction box, creating a fire hazard. You're going to want to get to the receptacle, the switch, the junction box that you think is closest to the electric panel. When the electrician's wiring the house, he's bringing, you know, a wire from the electric panel over to that area of the house, and he starts in one junction box and he brings the live feed there. Then he goes and he starts feeding the rest of the house, the rest of that room on that circuit. You need to open up, and it's going to be a little bit scary. You want to kill the breaker for that circuit. Then you're going to start taking faceplate covers off. Then you're going to want to take the device out, whether it's a receptacle or a switch, take it out, and you're just going to want to reach in there and start testing every single wire nut that's holding the wires together. I will bet dimes to donuts that you're going to find one loose wire nut that wasn't crimped down tight, and you've got two wires, the feed wire and the downline wire, just intermittently coming in contact with each other. Get in there and find it. I wouldn't be surprised if both the feed lines ran into a particular junction box and fed two separate circuits off two separate switches, and that's why now the other side of the room is going down as well. Loose wire nuts, Steve. That's what you'll be looking for this Thanksgiving weekend, and please get it taken care of because that can be a dangerous condition.
Well, we're going to have to, our callers on hold, John, Pam, Steve, y'all hang tight. We'll finish answering your calls off the air because we are out of time for today. Next time we talk, it'll be after Thanksgiving, so we hope y'all enjoy it. Enjoy that deep-fried turkey. Make sure it's dry before you drop it in the oil.
And as we do at the close of every Saturday morning show here, we'd like to think that in somehow, some way, we entertained you, educated you, and blessed you. And we'd like you to do us a favor now. Find someone in your life that needs to be uplifted, encouraged, or helped, and pay it forward. Would you do that for us? Appreciate it. From Rosie on the House.
Happy trails to you until